So where do you ever put yourself first?
And see, that came up with the Mindy's. Yeah, that's what I just said when I walked out of the meeting. I said, you know my problem? Someone asked me, they said, why were you on sale with them?
Okay,
I
I would rephrase that.
Okay.
So the gift I'm seeking desperately to give myself.
The gift I'm seeking desperately to give myself.
Is putting myself as a priority.
Is putting myself as a priority.
Scheduling myself as a priority.
Okay.
And
scheduling.
Okay, so here's my version of that. It was about 2 years. You ready? Even though someone has to feel bad,
even though someone has to feel bad,
I wonder why I always pick me.
If someone has to feel bad,
I wonder why I always pick me.
If I perceive
that someone's going to feel bad,
I wonder why I always
pick me.
If I'm perceiving.
Real or not, that someone might feel bad,
why do I choose
that someone to be me?
If someone's going to feel bad,
why do I pick me? Take a breath.
Yeah.
And actually, that was before I had tapping, so it took me about 2 years. So that means now, instead of offering everything to everybody, oh, come along, oh, yeah, yes, yes. And now I wait and think, what do I want? Mm-hmm. Why am I so sure I know what will feel bad to somebody? Okay. But I'll tell you a quick way to do the second part. Schedule time for what is important to you. And I don't mean class, and I don't mean Thursday night. I mean what truly supports your spirit and your soul and what you want to create. And where do you schedule that in?
Where do I what?
Schedule that in. Where do you show up for you first? This can be as simple as if you're eating dinner, don't answer the phone. It can be as big as if you're tired, you say, oh, you know what? I'm not going to check email. I'm not going to answer the phone. I'm going to take a nap and not tell anybody.
So start small. Start with some little things.
Because it's a practice.
Give myself my time.
Yes, and if you aren't honoring that, then you will be shown over and over and over about use and abuse.
I'm thinking something like that's happening. Mm-hmm. Because it's becoming more and more and closer.
And let me tell you, everybody who is called to service, everybody that is loving and sensitive, has the tendency for codependency. Codependent traits are everything that make great moms, great coworkers, great providers, great friends, great wives, great husbands, in balance. But the truth is, when you put yourself first, like any instrument, you can have such a bigger, profound effect on others. And if you don't put your happiness as the most important priority, you're kidding yourself that you think you're creating happiness for others. I bet all those people aren't really that happy.